The butcher is coming.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Lock the doors and seal the windows up now. Head for the hills. The butcher's coming.
Sam, what are you talking about?
Time's a-wasting and trouble's coming, Jesse.
Sam, you're not going to tell me the communists are marching on Gum Springs,
no,
are you?
No, Jesse. It's almost that bad, though. The butcher's coming.
Sam, you ain't been watching championship wrestling again, have you?
Well, yeah. Last Saturday night, and you wouldn't believe what I saw. He was crazy, Jesse. He's fighting this Japanese fella, and I never seen anything like it. Why, they never even hit or kicked each other. They just butted heads with each other. They knocked each other out of the ring and into the audience and almost out of the arena. Now, they call him the Madman from Sudan. Ain't that somewhere in Russia?
No, Sam. Sudan's over close to El Paso.
Well, he's coming, and I ain't staying to meet him. Now, they said the butcher's coming, and I'm heading for the hills.
Why, Sam, he's not coming here. He's going to Dallas where they make that show. And, oh, me, get that customer, will you?
Mr. Jesse, I don't understand. Sam say they's going to put a mad butcher in Gum Springs.
No, Leon, don't worry about Sam. He's just been watching championship wrestling again.
Sam, who was that customer? I believe I seen him before.
Well, that's that Coach Gravett. He's coach at one of them colleges up there.
Old Buffalo Bob, he's the one that turned me down when I applied for that scholarship in horseshoe throwing. I could have been the best in Arkansas. Boy, howdy, I felt like belting him again.
Again?
Yeah, I felt like it last week, too.
Was that a new customer?
Yeah, Mr. Ranquino.
I don't believe I know him. What's he do for a living?
Oh, he takes polls.
You mean he's a thief?
No, he's not a thief. He takes political polls.
Political polls? Well, I don't care if it's a striped pole from the barbershop. Now, stealing's wrong, Jesse.
Oh, you don't understand, Sam.
Sure, I understand. Just because a few political people are crooked, I don't mean we ought to steal their polls.